KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Welcome back to another week of On the Water, in the Air.
And soon on the ice.
Yeah. With the forecast I saw this morning, there will be some ice fishing in Northeast
Polish
South
Polish them
Dakota.
Auger bits, boys.
And even in North Dakota, they might ice fish.
I bet they do up there.
Well, it's 1 week after Thanksgiving. You better have had all those Thanksgiving turkey eaten up by now.
We almost have the soup gone. It's the turkey soup is about done.
Just about time to throw everything away. Interesting and fun interview coming here today. Just let's go over to see if Christine Houtman and Jim Zumbo are live with us.
Hi, guys.
Well, we have
good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jim. Good morning, Christine. You know, just in time for Christmas, there's a lot of people that are hard to buy for. And I saw the review on this book, and I'm like, oh, this is an interesting story that Christine Houtman, the author of the book, wrote about a story here in the last few years about Jim Zumbo. And we have them both on the air this morning, so that's kind of neat.
It is neat. Interesting.
Christine, you know, I thought maybe we should start out just a little bit about you and then let Jim say a little bit about him, where you're at this morning and what you're doing.
Good morning. I'm in the Twin Cities near Minneapolis, and been excited to promote this new book. I met Jim through some work in the outdoor writer field, and he liked my children's books that I'd written, which you guys and I have talked about a little bit in the past. I just told him I thought his life story was so incredible that I'd be really interested in writing it. And I will say, for the first few times I asked, for quite a few months, he was not interested in going down that path. The blog had left quite a scar and quite a mark, and he's like, I don't want to revisit that. I don't want to go back there. But something happened, and it's in the book. So something happened that kind of opened that door for more conversation about, let's do this. And it was 2.5 years ago that we began the process, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. He lived this incredible life, so it was my pleasure to be able to write it.
And Jim, before we talk about the blog, tell us a little bit about where you're at and you're still hunting?
Yes. Right now I am in my house in Cody, Wyoming. I am cutting up a deer and making sausage and burger and stuff. And I've been here 31 years. Temperature is 26, and I also am waiting for ice, as you guys are.
Getting ready to do some ice fishing in Wyoming. Is that reservoir?
Yes, sir. What's that?
Is that reservoir fishing?
Yeah, Buffalo Bill Reservoir is right here. We got some great cutthroats and rainbows and lake trout.
Absolutely. It's past time, isn't it?
Are you, Jim, are you still doing any guiding, or do you do any outfitting? Have you ever done that?
I've done. When I was hunting editor for Outdoor Life, all the guys in New York looked to me to take them hunting, so I was like their free guide. And I took them out for elk and antelope and mule deer and stuff. But I never guided professionally for money, just friends and stuff. But I'm still hunting. I'm 76 years old now. I had a pretty decent heart attack last year, but I'm doing great. And I'm still climbing, but slowly. But I still got 2 more elk tags this year to fill. I've got a moose in Colorado. So, yeah, I'm hunting a lot more slower, a lot more carefully, and a lot smarter.
Well, Christine, if you want to give just a little bit of a precursor and a little bit of a review, and then we can get into a little bit of what, you know, you mentioned once was the blog, the big blog from 2007.
Yeah, you know, Jim had an incredible career as hunting editor at Outdoor Life magazine, and it started there as Western editor. And I just thought that part of the story that was so interesting was how this guy from New York, not very far, I wasn't in the city, but not very far from the city of New York, too. And how did he end up becoming one of America's favorite Western big game hunters? So the journey that Jim took to become an outdoor writer, how his first article was ever published on a bet that he couldn't get it done, And that for all those years and all those incredible hunts, there were some filled with great adventure, some with some calamity along the way. And some of those were the fun ones to be able to put into the book. And in the third section of the book, in part three, we begin in February of 2007 in Elk Mountain, Wyoming, which was a special place for Jim, and how he saw AR-15s being used for a coyote hunt. And it was something he decided to, late night, just jot down his thoughts. And they'd started a new policy there about you can kind of submit your stuff for the blog online. And boom, there it was up. And he went back hunting the next day and didn't even think about what was going to be falling out from those comments. So he learned a lot afterwards, and life changed dramatically. But I think the book is a testament to Jim Zumbo's resiliency and the grace that has followed him.
So, Jim, you know, through Christine riding for countless hours in the vehicle and sharing stories and talking about this, tell us about those days and what you learned from Christine and what Christine may have learned from you.
Oh, well, trying to tell my life story to a complete stranger was challenging, especially since a lot of it was done on the phone. And Christine had come here to interview my wife, and we went on some trips together so she could see my interaction with other hunters, especially I've done a lot of stuff with Purple Hearts troops. And so we just every minute we could, we got together and chatted and talked. And I think it took probably, golly, a year, year and a half of back and forth. But she was a great... great investigator reporter, you might say. She really knew how to draw me out as far as, you know, living 76 years, a lot of stuff has happened, obviously, before and after the blog, so she knew how to get that stuff out of me and make it all work, so, and she did a great job, really did.
Well, you know what struck me about this review, and sorry, I haven't received the book yet, and read it, but my partner here, Neil, he's always been kind of a little jumpy if I, you know, mention a Black Rifle guy that's going to speak on our show or be a guest. So, you know, Neil, you know, what do you...
Well, sometimes they're a little different, Lynn.
so when I read that your blog was, you know, kind of about the little bit of different, you know, assault rifle guy, you know, I thought, hey, this is real innocent stuff, but it didn't turn that way.
No.
No, not at all. No, I call it my crucifixion. I lost my job, lost my TV show temporarily, lost my job with Outdoor Life. But as time passed, things got back to normal. And as Christine alluded to before, something happened. I received an award at the shooting industry's biggest banquet that kind of vindicated everything and made that black cloud go away. So I felt like I was now back accepted into the industry. And that's when I decided that, okay, let's get this book going, because we had talked about doing that before, and I didn't want anything to do with it to remind me of those days. But it's all good now.
So. Yeah. You know, the litmus test for an excellent business owner and our entrepreneur would be, have you ever been fired from a job? And if you've never been fired from a job, you might not make a good entrepreneur.
That's right. To make a little impression, you got to bust a few eggs every now and again.
There you go.
So, Jim, is that the first job you ever lost after 40 years without your Outdoor Life?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is.
Oh, man, you just waited a little too long.
Yeah, you're right.
Everyone here, we're speaking with Jim Zumbo and Christine Houtman, author, and just finding out a little bit more about this fascinating book that Christine wrote here in the last couple years. Actually, it's taken 2.5 years. Christine, you know, tell us some more about not the secrets of the book. Just tell us more about the book.
Well, interestingly, when you say, "Have you ever been fired?" had I not been let go from my corporate job in the hunting and fishing world, media world, I probably never would have started writing either. So there's a little bit of the kind of connection that I sat at the table that next morning and said, wow, now I have time to write. And so that opened up a whole new chapter, shall we say, in my life too.
And in writing, this isn't your first go around. Had you done much writing while you were, before you did the kids' books and before you did this book?
You know, most of my writing then was in the business world, so writing for brochures or maybe some magazine articles about our fishing tournaments back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, the children's books was really my getting my first shot out of the gate, and it was writing fiction. And this was really an interesting project for me because having written fiction in the past, and then the only other nonfiction I had written was Reflections Under the Big Pine that Bill Miller and I co-authored. And this was a little different because I couldn't just sit in my office, my studio office, and like dream up where I wanted this story to go. I actually had to sit there with Jim on, all right, let's talk about the early years. Let's talk about when you were in college. Let's talk about when your kids were young. And so we just had to go through life, and I had to listen and see where the path was leading. And I'm really happy with how it all came together. I do think that you get a chance to see the guy that was writing on the side for years when he had a government job. I worked in forestry and conservation management. And you get to see the articles that were something that was important to Jim, but it wasn't how he was making his living. And the very end of part one, Jim gets his phone call from Don Causey at Outdoor Life magazine with, we have a place for you on the masthead. It's time for you to leave your government job. So I think the book is organized in a way where you get this kind of circuitous route that he takes from New York to the West and becoming this big game hunter. And Jim is a very open and honest guy. You get to know him, faults and foibles and all. And I think it's a fun journey to go with him, not just all of the incredible adventures, hunting in the Arctic or in South America or in South Africa, but also just some of the incredible adventures close to home.
So how difficult was it to get this story out of Jim, Christine?
Well, the best way that we talked was driving down the road with him driving and me taking notes in his truck. And on the occasions when we had that kind of hours and without being interrupted, he could reminisce a bit more. And he was very willing to share. It was just, it's an incredible life with so much in it. We couldn't put it all in. So for me, part of the challenge was, what's going to be in? What do we have to have in? And I think the journey to his career, being a full-time outdoor writer, was important to showcase that journey. And we had to showcase the writing of the blog, where he was at that moment, and the fallout from there, and what he did over the years after the blog, which was incredibly important. I've had a chance to meet some of the soldiers and veterans. It was just incredibly important work. So those two things were the bookends. And then in the center, we could talk a little bit more about, tell me about an interesting hunt. Tell me about a hunt where nothing went right. Tell me about a hunt with an interesting character along the way. There are a couple of stories with Jim hunting with General Chuck Yeager in the book, which I think are incredible. So Jim's led an interesting life, and he was willing to share it. It's just there's far more than what's in the book.
So Jim, right. Did it feel good? Was it therapeutic to get this, just to get this off your mind, or was that part?
Yeah, I think so. It did. Because, as I said, after I had received that award, I was feeling like I was now back in the industry. But putting it all together and telling the whole story, a lot of people still wonder why I wrote the blog. And, of course, that's all in the book. but it was a good opportunity to just, relive my whole life. One of my challenges was not only telling Christine what the more prominent hunts were, but the timeline, like when did they happen? She needed to know because it's not a fiction book, did this hunt occur in 1981 or 1987 or 1992 or 1996? So basically, a lot of times I went back to my old 35 millimeter slides and found that hunt and looked at the date on the slide.
Oh.
I couldn't recall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, excellent idea. So at least you had some pictures. You had, and part of the therapy also has been taking the Purple Heart, the soldiers, on some of these adventures.
Yeah, that I don't know if that would have been therapy because of my comeback, but it's just something that I wanted to do, and I have done for many years before the blog. I was the founder of a hunt in Wyoming for disabled hunters, and we took 15 a year. We've run 31 years. These are people who were suffering from terminal diseases or had some terrible accidents or whatever. Some of them were wounded. But then I got into doing a lot of stuff with guys right out of Walter Reed when Iraq was fresh, and took them right out of their beds and took them hunting. And that was therapeutic for a whole lot of humanity reasons, just seeing those guys enjoying the outdoors and doing something they never thought they could do again. In fact, my TV show, I had a special edition of the Wounded Warrior edition where I did nothing but take troops hunting. I didn't do any of the hunting myself. I was just there hosting the show and letting them do all the shooting. So it's been fun.
Jim, when did you start your hunting career or your writing career? Where did that start at Outdoor Life, or where did it start?
No, actually it started at a little college in northern New York State. I wrote a piece on a big old whitetail that was elusive in the woods up there, and it made it to the little college newspaper, and I thought maybe I had a talent. I had an English teacher when I was in high school who thought I had a writing talent, and I loved to read when I was a kid. I never took a journalism course in school. I went to two colleges, got 2 degrees in forestry, but never journalism. I just loved to read so much that English to me was fun, and I enjoyed it. But my real break came when I went to Utah State to get my bachelor's degree, and professor wagered, dared me to write for a big-time magazine, and I bet him a case of Lucky Lager beer. he bet me that I couldn't do it. Well, anyway, long story is I queried the editor of Outdoor Life in New York and sold the story, so that was the beginning of my career.
Oh, I'm good. Hey, Jim, Josh Spies is watching us on Facebook, and he says to tell you hello.
All right. Tell him I said hi, too.
I bet he heard you.
Oh, the power of information is flying quick nowadays, Jim. Isn't that something with Facebook Live? By the way,
you guys live in my second favorite state, my favorite being here in Wyoming. I really love South Dakota. I hunted there all over the place, and it's a very special place for me.
Well, I was surprised to hear that there was actually wildlife outside of New York City.
That's for sure.
There is a whitetail that lives in New York?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That whole area down there, Westchester County, is full of big bucks. Of course, they're living on people's lawns and backyards and stuff. So
Yeah.
People don't realize New York, they think of skyscrapers. That's just a tiny, less than 1% area of the state, which is very rural. In fact, it's the second biggest milk-producing state to Wisconsin. But really? lots of mountains and wilderness in New York, actually.
Yeah, Wyoming though. Wow, to get to Wyoming from New York, most of our ancestors, you know, traveled from New York this way. But
that's a long trip.
You know, not everyone waited till what, the 70s to do it.
Yeah, I came. My first trip was in 1960. I had gotten a 2-year degree in a small forestry school in New York, and I came out on a bus before the interstates on old Route 30.
Oh, boy.
And I remember waking up one morning, it was just breaking light, and I looked out, and instead of seeing thousands of miles of corn, there were buttes out there and deserts, and I saw antelope for the first time. And I thought, wow, I always wanted to be a cowboy. All my life, watched all the old Lone Ranger, Hopalong, Cassidy, and Gene Autry shows. But I said, this is it. I got to live in this state. So that's kind of how that began.
Hmm. Home, sweet home, huh?
Yeah.
Where the buffalo roam.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, this is, I don't, you know, Christine, any parting shots for anyone that's you know, may want a little bit more information on the book here.
And where to get it.
Where to get it. Yeah.
It's available at Amazon, so pretty easy to find there. And after Thanksgiving here, I noticed they put it on sale with a nice discount. So I'd say this would be a perfect week to go ahead and go get it. So just go to Amazon and type in Zumbo. There is a Italian baker that does a few cupcake books or something. So it's pretty obvious that it's not that, but hopefully you'll find it just fine.
Don't get the cupcake book.
Don't mess with the cupcakes.
Our website is zumbothebook.com, if that helps, and we've got links to the Amazon page there. And it's a good book. We've had some great reviews, and I think any outdoorsman who really has been on a journey would really enjoy this and kind of walk a little bit in somebody else's shoes for a little while. Whether you agree with Jim or not, I think that one will understand better how he got to his career and some of what his career was like as a great writer for an amazing magazine, and then also kind of how that all blew up and what was he thinking at that time and what was going on. And I just know that he made such a difference in people's lives that I wanted to tell the whole story.
Well, Jim, would like to just hear a few parting shots from you. The book is titled Zumbo. It is on Amazon. It is available. It will be on ebook, but I don't really want to wait for that. That's not till December 24th.
No.
So, Jim, any parting shots from the hills of Wyoming for our guests this morning?
Well, it was a pleasure to work with Christine on this book, and I think it's interesting, but I'm biased, of course. But if any folks out there have read me in the past, I've been with Outdoor Life for 30 years and done a TV show, and really want a kind of a more perspective as to what I was really like, what was going on in my head. She's done it very well in the book, and it's all there. So,
Christine, Steve Peach is on, and he thought that you could put the link to that book on the line on Facebook there, and somebody would pick it up.
Oh, yeah, you could. Christine, if you would post. I will be posting this Facebook Live here in a few minutes, and put the link to that book or whatever you have to your website or to Amazon on a comment there, and then they'll have that.
Sounds good, guys.
All right. Well, Christine and Jim, been a fantastic 20 minutes sharing what you have for the outdoor world. And Jim, thank you for what you've done for the outdoor world, a world of survival, not in the outdoors, all but also in the media.
That's right. Now he's got to go cut up some deer and make some sausage.
All right, time for sausage making. Grind it up.
Thank you.
All right,
guys. Appreciate
Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Well, we have just a minute or two here.
That was fun.
Oh,
that was fun.
Word. That was... That was real.
What a way to start the day. Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
I mean, really, to survive in the outdoor writing for that many years and just to get there is a feat
something.
In itself.
Yep.
So if anyone wants to, go back, listen to this. This is going to air again on Saturday morning on KS93. What time does that go? 7:30, 7:35?
Just a little bit after 7 o'clock.
Oh, a little after 7. Yep. So
just before you're out of bed, Lynn.
Oh my, is that when the sun's rising?
It's
trying to remember.
Like that.
So great story here.
Yeah.
That's being told by Christine Hauptmann, author of the book Zumbo, and I am just absolutely excited about what we
I'm
got to
getting
talk
the book.
About this morning. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to wait for the e-reader. I'm going to have to get the paper book.
I know it. And the outdoor people that listen to our show will probably love to hang in there and have a really cool read over the holidays.
Yep. I'm going to get Christmas gifts.
Another week of On the Water, In the Air, Randy. We'll send this thing over to you.